What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Thursday edition. It is Thursday, the fourth day of May, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to be here with you today. You know, today's a rant day again, as we often do here on the French Connection, because, you know, this is about finding the right people doing the right work at the right time when my research matches what they're doing. See, here's the challenge the French Connection's undergoing here at IamTheWitness.com as the website. You know, we've got several subjects that we've put a lot of effort into, Eric and myself. We've got the timeline of the Zionist movement, and through Sabbatai Zevi and the Dolmar and all of the different parts of the Sabean movement and the Frankist movement, and we've put a lot of color to those facts. And when we build these truths, these facts, these evidences for you, you know, they're timeless. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't more things to add to them, because that's constantly what we're trying to do. We're trying to add additional information to those stories. But the basic premises, the basic evidence, and the basic information that we've already provided is accurate and on the money. A lot of what we get back now from people are, you know, it's kind of like wanting me to be a radio host. It's not what I am. This is not a radio show. This is a political movement. This is a truth experience for each and every person who listens. And so I've asked Eric, my partner and my friend and my webmaster, to put Benjamin Friedman back at the top again to reemphasize Ben Friedman. We from time to time take him from his top position so that we can do a reintroduction of Ben. Ben Friedman has had 25,000 or more downloads. That's only the beginning. That's from our site alone. Sweet Liberty also has Ben Friedman on it. There are many places where Ben Friedman's work is being listened to outside of the French Connection. We don't care where you get it. You just get it. Give it to people. The response from people when they hear Ben Friedman is shocking, to say the least. The supporting evidence comes from Mr. Fagan, comes from Untermeyer, confirming through his criminal activities the things that that Mr. Friedman speaks about. And then we've got it brought up to modern day. We've got the whole Zionist criminality all spoken about. And then, you know, here's one of the other things we battle a lot on the French Connection and in this political movement. We battle the nonsense of this stuff. One of them that we've come out against heavily in the last week and a half is this Black Pope nonsense again, and the Catholic Church being behind everything. Well, you know, they may have bought up some of the leadership. They may have bought out some of the inner workings of the church. That is not beyond possibility. But to say that the Catholics are doing this, that's nonsense. These Zionists have bought their way into almost every power structure on the planet, including our government, the French government, the German government, the Spanish government, and probably parts of the Vatican as well. And they also control governments in Jordan. They control governments in Saudi Arabia. They control them in Pakistan. So, yes, they do control Muslim governments as well. Facts are, ladies and gentlemen, how do they do it? They do it with duress, with obfuscation, with assassination, with bribery, with, getting the leadership to have sex with children, film it. These are the kinds of criminal methods that these people use, and that's how they end up in control of Prince Abdullah, or King Abdullah now, this crook, and his father being a mason. and having Saudi Arabia kings under their control, where they actually designed and developed the Wahhabi movement to radicalize Islam, which really is not what Islam is about, never has been. It was never a radicalized religion. It was always a religion of kind and loving people. If you take a look at the hospitality of this community, you just know immediately that this is not their primary goal. But these people have been doing this for generations, for centuries. They've pitted Catholics against Protestants. They've pitted Muslims against Christians. They've pitted Hindus against Sikhs. They are around the world fomenting and formulating criminality and injury to so many groups of people that it's astonishing. Ben Friedman talks about it. He talks about the origins of it and why. And then we go into what Mr. Kessler, Arthur Kessler, the 13th tribe, talks about. Where did this all come from and why? Well, it's partly greed, ladies and gentlemen. It's partly these nut jobs, religious beliefs. But more important than all of it, I think, is that they're drunk with power. They've been in power forever. And for the first time in human history, the Internet served us up an opportunity. And people like me, Daryl Bradford Smith, took upon himself an opportunity, an ability to take advantage of this new technology that put truth into the hands of people who may normally not have had access to an audience. And we have used this opportunity to inform people about just how long they've been lied to. And World War I was a lie, and the French Revolution was a lie, and Oliver Cromwell's revolution was financed and orchestrated by these people. And, you know, it goes on and on, guys. And the facts are, we never got traction in our history books on these facts because they wrote the books. They controlled the schools. They. Who's the they? Well, it is the Shabbat Lubavitch. And I've had people say, you didn't pronounce it right. Well, I got it right from a Orthodox rabbi that it is Lubavitch. And they are called Lubavitchers, not Lubavitch. Lubavitch. And just for your information, came from the leader of Natura Carta, told me how to pronounce the Lubavitch name. We've told you about the goals of these people and how they believe that they're drunk with power, and they believe that this is an opportunity for them to steal those final 10 yards to give them the touchdown they need to control everything. And they're well on their way. However, we've thrown a monkey wrench into their system a bit. We have thrown a problem into their whole way of thinking. How did we do that? Well, we ended up telling truths that they didn't expect to be leaked out. So they turned up the crap campaign on the internet with their Rences and their nonsenses, the Corbins and all of these other chuckleheads. But we know who the bankers are. We've got the list of their names. We have the Rothschild and the Warburgs, and we have the Kahns and the Loebs, and we have the Goldmans, and we have all of these people, and we have the media controllers, the Brothmans, and the people from U.S. News and World Report. What's his name there? Oh, cripes. And we know who the people are, and we also know that they've used crypto-Judaism. We know all this stuff. We've found it out. We've proven it. And as we go down this road to truth and honesty and understanding of how this conspiracy ended up on our laps, see, it's always been here. This is not happening spontaneously now in our lives. This has always been what motivates the world's catastrophes. They're murdering wholesale the people in Iraq. They're trying to eliminate the population completely, poisoning them, killing them off, destroying them. Not necessarily for their oil, but rather rather, maybe to take it off the market right now so they can get their $100 a barrel oil. Or maybe even later on when they get their new pipeline in going across Israel instead of Syria, that they can unload their new oil pipeline in Haifa Harbor so Israel can take its share and steal the headwaters of the Tigris and Euphrates River. Why? The Iraqis won't need it. They'll be dead and poisoned off. Their children will be giant earlobes being born by radioactive parents, and then the Iranians will have their Persian culture destroyed and usurped. And, you know, we see it happening. We know it goes on. We know they did it in World War II. They killed, look, 57 million just in World War II. The purges that happened in Russia right before the war under the Jewish auspices of Stalin were in the tens of millions. It goes on and on and on and on. And here on the French Connection, we take these risks. Why? Well, maybe I'm a little kooky. I mean, you know, maybe I'm just a little, maybe I like freedom. Yeah, maybe that's as simple as that. Maybe I don't want some crazy Zionist Jew who's got trillions of dollars in his control deciding how I live the rest of my existence. And, you know, I've talked about this on the French Connection before and on in my personal life. 1 minute of my life is as important as any minute of any other person's life on this planet, including Rothschild, including Warburg, including Menachem Shearson, this ex-head Cretan over there, Lubavitch. All of these people. Why would any one human being's moment of life be more valuable than another's? Clearly it's not. And why, you know, with a document like our Constitution, having spelled out so clearly the need for individual rights and freedoms and responsibilities, be so terribly destroyed by these people? Why? Well, it doesn't work in favor of their control. It doesn't work in favor of their dictatorship. It doesn't. It works against it. So here we are again on this this ranting stuff, and oftentimes I can't find people who will actually be as well educated on these subjects as myself or Eric or some of the other, you know, principals that we have on this show. So I don't put them on, because this is not about filling a billet or adding a guest. This is about forwarding this whole idea that we are being taken over by criminal Zionist Jews. I call them Ashkenazis. And if you take a look at the last four letters of Ashkenazi, it's Nazi, ladies and gentlemen. Is that a coincidence? Well, maybe we need to look into it. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's intentional. I believe it probably is, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it probably is. But there it goes. There we are. You know, I'm listening to every day to the other talk show people that work. And again, I'm not a talk show. I'm a political movement. So we need to stop thinking in terms of that. And I see that especially the biggest one on the block, Alex Jones. Why do I go after this guy? Because he's got 100,000 people that we need to hear Ben Friedman. That's why. 100,000 people who are searching already to know the facts, and they're not getting them. That's why I go after this hemorrhoid of a human being. Because he has an audience that needs to know about Ben Friedman and Hunter Meyer's nastiness, and needs to know about Myron Fagan and what David Pidcock says and Arthur Kessler. These people desperately need to know these facts so they can make informed decisions about the future of their lives, their 1 minute of consciousness. And that's why we fight against this awful human being, because he's not interested in informing them. He's interested in entertaining them and obfuscating and lying to them. The Mexican stuff, ladies and gentlemen, that this guy hops on every day is nonsense. It's a diversion. Don't you get it? They're out drumming this stuff up to get people to pay attention to that while they pull the old bait and switch on the rest of the news cycle. They're out there destroying other things, moving their agenda forward, while people in America are looking at immigration nonsense. It's a classic. It's classic stuff. You know, you need to start understanding the way these people work. You really do. The whole story is the story we've told. The whole truth is the story we have put before you. Don't be mired in the nonsense that comes out of people like Jones and Blood and Corbyn and Sir Szymanski Oh, man, even this moron over there at Republic, Jesus, this guy's so bad, and Webster Tarpley, and this other cheese eater over here, this guy, Henry Mackow. Oh, my goodness. You know, I get disheartened when I see this stuff, and I wonder how many people are ever going to get the honest-to-goodness facts. You know, we've got 10,000, 12,000. That's not it. That's not enough. What are you going to do to help fight these people? What are you going to do? You got to get them the facts, ladies and gentlemen. You got to tell them that we're destroying the world for Zionists, and they're going to murder us. They don't care about you. They never have. You are a vehicle for them. You are a means to an end. They have suspended their ethics. They have a unique sickness, these people, that they don't empathize. They're sociopathic in the extreme. They don't care one hoot about your minute of consciousness being equal to theirs, because they don't believe anything is equal to them. They really don't. And I don't have the ability to accept that these people would be making any decisions for me. I can't. It's not in my character. Never has been. You know, I want to design my own minute. I want to design the next minute I live. Not someone else doing it for me. I can't deal with that idea that someone as hideous and as treacherous as these people would be designing my life minute to minute. But they are. They're doing it. We need to stop them. You need to recruit people. You need to share these files with people. You need to share this discussion that I'm having with you now with as many people as you possibly can. This is not a joke. It's not my musings. It's not foolishness. It's real. It's honest. It's right up in your face. And you need to tell others. Give them Ben. Ben Friedman will do it for you. Tell them this is real. Look at it. Read it. Study it. And go on to the next audio file we've got there. They're all over our site. The articles are there. We'll explain to you how deception works and why they do what they do. Well, I explain to you why we fight against this horrible human, this treacherous human, Alex Jones, because he's not interested in forwarding any new information to you. He's out there trying to confuse, and he's out there trying to frighten and fearmonger and send you down the wrong path. That's what he is there for. That is why he's paid. That's why Mr. Rents is related to the Newhouse people through his mother. Biggest editor in the Newhouse Fortunes. Think this is by accident? Come on, guys. It's like saying my father works for Karl Rove and I'm just accidentally a freedom fighter. Please, the guy's mother his stepmother is working for the biggest Zionist publisher on the planet, and he's over there passing on nonsense. And then when you take a look at what he does expose in Zionism and stuff, it's usually superfluous or superficial, and it never ends up doing anything. It was never designed to do anything. It was never intended to make a difference. That's where we come in. We do make a difference. We can change things. We are changing things. Eric and I, we have changed the debate in the world. In the world, Zionism is on the lips of everyone today because of what we've done. It was never there 8 months ago. No one. We brought the truth to the world, and now we need to change the world. We need to build a consensus. We need to build an effort. We need to build a political movement that takes our world back from these criminals. Make no mistake. I may not be there with you to see the end of this fight, but maybe my children or their children or your children will be. These are the facts. Wrap your brain around these ideas and start sharing them with people. We don't have a lot of time. America is imploding right before our eyes now. Take a look at 126.60 on the dollar. Take a look at gold going through the roof. Take a look. These are the beginnings of the end. Somebody wrote to me saying, and I respect his opinion, saying that 138 is the real off-the-cliff point. Well, we're heading toward the cliff at a feverish rate, ladies and gentlemen. And what we need to do now is to get ourselves wrapped around these truths so that when that precipice is reached, we have the tools to fight these people. Don't make any mistakes with this. Pick up the ball for us. Get that 10,000 people up to 20. Show people. Email some of these files to people. Ben Friedman with this talk. Go to the top of the site. On the 29th of March, we did another speech for you that explained all these facts to you. We went through every single thing on our site so that you would know how to negotiate and navigate these facts. Please. We don't have a lot of time, the things are developing quickly, and we are menacing Iran now, and who knows if Iranian leadership is involved or they aren't involved. It wouldn't surprise me in the least whether they were or they weren't. I don't know, but I certainly do know that these people are going headlong into the next nightmare for the American public. And you haven't got a lot of time, and maybe your children are going to be sent over there at a gunpoint to go fight these wars for the Zionists. Read your books, read your history, read what we've done. It's there for you. This is Daryl Bradford Smith on this Thursday edition. I could have, like I said, guys, brought you somebody, but you know what? Sometimes the work we've done has to speak for itself. We do have somebody scheduled for tomorrow from the USS Liberty, and it's going to be an important discussion. It's going to tell you about the treachery of these people. Talk about Ashkenazi Israelis. They are the real Nazis if you take a look at the evidence. Till next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith. Be well. Bye-bye.